Hello, everybody. Common Sense American is back for another week. And I thought about going after the whole Epstein thing, but frankly, I think we're all sick and tired of it. And I don't do conspiracy theories, whether the Clintons were involved or not. I don't know whether I just he's a pig. Everybody, you know, associated with that guy is a pig, or so it would appear. And I'm really just it makes me ill. It makes me nauseous. I'm so tired of these disgusting stories that are dominating the news. And it's dominating because we're living in an incredibly sick society that I just, you know, it's depressing. And I don't really want to focus on the Epstein thing. But I think what I want to focus on, and I have obviously made this the subject of previous podcasts, is immigration, illegal immigration. But specifically because this week or recently, Donald Trump administration, you know, pushed a new law. Or actually, it's been on the books for a while. This is more about enforcing this rule and how public charge immigrants are deemed, quote unquote, public charge. In other words, if this person is basically judged to be a drain on our society, that person should be denied a visa. And it makes perfect logical sense. I mean, up to now, the wording of this rule and the definition of public charge either was left too much up to interpretation or was not nailed down solidly. Right now, they're saying that they want to make it, if you're on any form of assistance, you know, food stamps or some sort of temporary family assistance of some kind. I believe there are multiple programs for that, healthcare, whatever. If you're on these kind of things, all of which are welfare, by the way, if you're on them for more than 12 months in a 36-month span, then you will be deemed a public charge and you will or should, by all rights, be denied a visa. Now, I will say that It's a rule that absolutely makes perfect sense. It's only logical. All it's doing is trying to cut down on the number of leeches that are coming into this country, of which there have been millions, and there's no denying it. That is a massive strain, has always been a massive strain on our country. I don't see why we have to be the welfare, you know, capital of the entire planet. But the point is, this is happening now. And whether or not it's going to be implemented correctly, whether or not it's going to be executed and enforced, I really don't know. There are some skeptics who say that, you know, it sounds like a good idea, but the exact implementation of it probably may not have that much of an impact, which, you know, just drives me nuts. There's so much red tape involved. But the, you know, when you read it, when you read what this rule basically says, you know, from start to finish, you just read it. Nowhere does it specify race or ethnicity or families or any other situation. All it says is that if this person is taking from the government, hence taking from taxpayers, which is what is happening, then if that is happening at an alarming rate, then obviously, this person is not here to work. Obviously, this person is here to take from us. They're here for the handouts, which is why so many people come here. Again, that's just a fact. Now, the wording of it, however you look at this rule, I don't understand how it could be deemed racist. But of course, everything is racist now. My question is to Democrats is always, you know, okay, so you're saying that this rule is racist, which when it's just a logical step, they say it's racist. What if all the people coming here, what if all the people who are draining our accounts, draining the government dry, what if all the people coming here jumping on welfare program instantaneously when they get here and staying on them for years, what if all those people were from, I don't know, Switzerland? What if they were all from Russia? What if they were all from I don't know, Finland. What if they're all white people coming here and doing that? Is it still racist? I'm wondering. Well, of course it can't be because, you know, you can't be racist against white people. You can kill them, hang them. It doesn't matter. That's, you can say whatever you want about them. After all, white supremacy is a problem now. You know, these extremist white supremacy groups, I knew no such thing existed. Could you point one out to me? Because I don't even know where they are. When's the last time anybody ever heard of a white supremacist group doing anything that ever made the news? Did I miss it? When was that? Antifa's doing it on a weekly basis. We can see that. We can see completely disgusting, unhinged liberals and Democrats going just out of their minds and screaming swears and insults and attacking people. And of course, you know, we're not supposed to say anything about that. I don't see where that's happening on this side. Now, I'm not saying there aren't extremists on the right. Of course there are. By the way, I don't cater to them. I don't cater to you people. I cater to people who actually care about equality, who care about this country, who care about border security, who care about patriotism. I don't care. I don't want extremism on either side. However, all I ever see is extremism on one side. I don't know where this white supremacy is coming from. And if anybody thinks that white males in this country are somehow a ruling force, you're too naive to chew your own food. I've gone over this before. From college admissions to job applications, everything, nothing, absolutely nothing is giving the edge to whites, especially white straight males. That's a lie. I have said this many times before. You want a test? You take five people. You take four minorities and a white person. You give them the exact same resume and you send them to a bunch of different interviews. I will guarantee you the white person is the last one to get called. And it's the same way with college admissions, only even it's more gratuitous. Find me a scholarship fund of some kind that specifically is given to white Christians. You can find one for every other ethnicity on the planet. You can find a thousand scholarships specifically for African Americans, specifically for Latin Americans, specifically for Muslims. You can find all of that. You can't find it for, no. You can't be finding it for anybody else. How this happens, how you can say that those minorities and those people are the oppressed or underrepresented voices, where they're the only ones that are being heard, the only ones that are being pushed forward, sometimes artificially, how we can say that white people are so on the top of the heap, you're out of your mind. Why? Because so many of the top rich people are? Give me a break. What is happening right now? What is happening at this moment? I'm not talking about the 85-year-old billionaires. I'm talking about what's happening right now. If you are of a certain, if you are basically any age, and you're going out and you're trying to get into school, you're trying to get a job, or you're even, God forbid, talking to the press, you want to be a villain? You will be the white male. There are no other villains right now. But I'm getting sidetracked. I went over this in the last podcast, the white nationalism insanity of the left attacking that and whatever. Please listen to that because I think it's important. But getting back to the subject at hand is the immigration question, the new law that is saying, you know, we just want people to come here and work. No one is saying we don't want immigration. Donald Trump has never once said that. No member of his administration has ever once said that. I'm not saying that. We need immigration, especially with an aging populace. You know, fewer and fewer people having kids. The wrong level of people are having kids. You notice a whole lot of poor people are having kids who probably shouldn't. But with that all being said, we really need good quality immigration, which we are not getting. All of these steps, everything we're trying to do, from the wall to these kinds of rules, they're designed specifically to change the kind of immigration we're getting. Democrats want you to think we're trying to change the color of the skin of the people we're getting, or the religion, or the ethnicity, or whatever of the people we're getting, only because the overwhelming majority just happens to be coming from down south, South America and Mexico. So, of course, we're racist. But again, I ask, what if all these losers, and that's exactly what they are, so many of them, what if they were coming from various parts of Europe and they're all white? What then? Why are we still racist? I don't see how we could be, because, you know, can't be saying that. So I don't understand. You know, you can't hide behind this. All these steps are for one reason. We have far too much in the way of useless or counterproductive immigration. We have been attracting the dregs, the lowlifes, the losers, the leeches. We've been doing it for decades. And for whatever reason, Democrats want you to believe that every single person who sets foot in this country is not one of those people. They don't want you to believe that there's even a single criminal among them. You know, they'll just show you manufactured, doctored images of 7,000 women with babies, which never happens. You want to see a real picture from border security and people crossing? They're all young men. It's like 80%. Why should they be on any form of assistance at all? All these people look plenty able to me. Why am I seeing people literally strolling across the desert into our country staring at a phone? What are you kidding me? This is all wrong. And what happens when we have this low level of immigration, we have these very marginal people who really have virtually no education, apparently no ambition and drive, and are coming from countries that are broken. Those countries are messes. Yes, they are. They're crap holes. That's what we're getting. They're coming from those places right now. That's all we're getting. We are not getting the creme de la creme. We haven't been for a long time. And it's because we're opening our hands and saying, here, take everything. If it was a challenge to adapt and assimilate, if we required people to adapt and assimilate and said, oh, by the way, you know, you do have to contribute to the society within a pretty short span of time that you're here, like most civilized countries do, we wouldn't be getting that. We wouldn't be. I've often said, look at some of the other countries and how they do things. Look at those with very, very tight border security and those who, you know, it makes it very difficult to become a citizen. Look at certain countries in Europe. Look at Japan. Look at Australia. I mean, there are so many of them that basically you really have to knuckle down and prove to them that you are going to be an asset. You are going to be somebody that does not believe that they don't have to assimilate. We have elected officials saying that. This is how screwed up this is. We have elected officials like Omar saying, no, I'm not going to adapt and assimilate. And of course, they don't believe that no immigrant should either. This is a complete attack on America in terms of ideology and the identity of the country. It's one thing to say, you know, we'll give us your huddled masses or whatever. At that particular moment in time, like say, for example, the Irish famine, right? Took a lot of people in, right? And they were very poor and had nothing. But you know what else? We didn't give them anything. We gave them a land. We gave them a land of freedom and opportunity and said, here is where you can find a new life if you work hard. We are going to offer you something that you couldn't find where you're coming from. That's what we said, not just to them, but just about to anyone around the world, driven out for a variety of reasons. The difference then and now is what we are saying to them, the message we are sending out there to the world. The goal is still the same, to be able to bring people here and say, look, you see this? Look what you can have. You have to work for it. You think those people didn't work their tails off? You think so many of us don't have ancestors from all over the world and, you know, especially Europe between, you know, 1700 and 1800 when they were coming here? You know what those people worked and worked and worked. Whether they were, you know, Jewish people, whether they were, you know, Swedish, whether they were Chinese, whatever. They worked their butts off when they got here because we gave them nothing. We gave them the land and we gave them the opportunity and said, yes, here it is, but we're not giving you handouts. That's not the way this country works. That's not the way any country works. You want to work, you will be rewarded. And so they were. Many generations later, their families are still here. Okay, what do you get? What changes when you say to people, yeah, come here. We know you're poor. We know you have nothing. Oh, and by the way, here's everything. The same impact that socialism has. It gives them nothing. It gives them only incentive to sit on their butts. It gives them everything for nothing, and hence everything disappears. Entitlement goes up while discipline, ambition, drive, work ethic all disappears. They believe that they should be able to get everything simply by drawing breath. And then, of course, they make up stories about, oh, well, I was driven out. My brother's a gangster in Mexico. That is not our problem. It's not. You want to come here and work, that's one thing. You want to do it legally, that's one thing. You don't sneak in here and get on assistance programs. How is it humanly possible for illegal immigrants, to have 60, 70% of them on a form of government assistance? How is that even possible? How do they qualify for that? How do you sign up for that program and get approved? You're illegal. These are the kind of massive loopholes that have to be closed and don't make any sense. And no Democrat, no thinking human can defend this. Doesn't matter where these people come from. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what God they worship. It doesn't matter what color their skin is. None of that matters. What matters is why they're here. And to believe that people coming from these crap holes and have been historically draining billions out of the system are here to just, you know, work and not do anything else, just work hard and put their heads down, that hasn't been true for decades. We are getting the dregs and the losers. We are getting exactly what you get when you hold out your hand. That's what we're getting. That's the difference. Before, we were not holding out our hand. We were saying, look, here it is. We're open to you, but if you're coming here, you better work. You better contribute. You better adapt. You better embrace all that America is. And if you do, you will be justly rewarded. You will be one of us. You will be a citizen. Your family will guaranteed benefit from this, because we are the greatest country in the world. And you'll see why, provided you contribute to us being the greatest country in the world. That's what these laws are for. That's what this new law saying, or reworked law, or clarified law, whatever you want to call it, saying if you're on government assistance all this time, and you're doing that for over a year, then for the first 3 years, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, we definitely need jobs filled. We do. And these people can find work. The idea that they can't work is also a lie. And the result of what we're getting are people who are not functional. Not functional. When you give everybody something, it gives them no incentive to be functional or to be productive. I was at the bank the other day. I live near a liberal crap hole. That town was once the jewel of this area. When my parents were children, back in the 50s and early 60s, it was a beautiful, beautiful, thriving town. You should see the pictures. It's amazing. There's stores everywhere, people everywhere. And now it's just, you know, the shuffling, walking wounded on the sidewalks, heroin addicts everywhere, homeless, boarded up businesses. The only thing left are bail bonds, check cashing, tattoo parlors. This is all we got. And you're trying to tell me that's better. Democrats will tell me it's better because now it's more diverse. Yes, it was mostly white people back then, and now it's not. I don't care. You're telling me this is better? You're telling me that didn't happen because these people are worthless? The dregs don't bring anything up. It drags things down. I don't care what color they were. It's not like I was standing in the bank with four African Americans wearing suits and ties and being great, wonderful, fantastic. You're from where? Puerto Rico? You're from Mexico? Great, but look at you. You're thriving. You're doing well. You're speaking English. If I was in your country, you should expect me to do the same damn thing. I should be speaking Spanish. I should adapt to your culture because I went there. This is how this works, you see. And obviously you are a legal. I mean, you are doing things correctly and you are contributing to the society. I will shake your hand. Instead, we got people who can't speak English, who can't even talk to the teller. One other person trying to demand food stamps from the teller as if they had no idea even where they were. That's what that town has become. It's a crap hole. It's advisable not to go out past 8 o'clock at night. Whereas before, my parents would run free in that town. 6, 7-year-olds run up and down the streets until 9 o'clock at night. Nothing wrong. No problems. None. People leave the doors open all night. You think this is better? No. It has nothing to do with the color of the skin. It's the quality of the people that came in there that we let in there. Those people, if they were higher quality, wouldn't matter where they were from, wouldn't matter what color their skin is, wouldn't matter their religion. That if they were higher quality, that town would still be that way, would still be thriving. It would just be more diverse. Instead, this is not diversity, this is just crap. And that's what we're getting. And that's what these laws are trying to stop. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with racism. It can't be. This is what's happening right now. Okay? This is what immigration is supposed to be. That's all we're trying to make it. We're not trying to throw people out who are useful and productive. We're not. We need those people, but we're not getting them. That is the difference. Democrats want to try and convince us that that's what we're getting, where we're only getting these poor, hardworking people, is bullcrap. That has not been the case for decades. The majority of people, that is not the case. If it was, they would not be on assistance as long as they are. Don't give me this nonsense about not being able to find jobs. There's plenty of jobs. Ask our ancestors how hard they had to work and the kind of jobs they had to do. They're doing quite well today, but they had to work to get there. That's all we ask. That's all any country should ask of any immigrant, that they have to work hard to be part. And yeah, it's going to take some time. Yeah, that's what it is. If I move to China tomorrow, I'm going to have to figure it out. And no, I do not expect that country to start handing me crap, or any country to. That's a way, that's ridiculous. I'm the newcomer. I'm the one who's supposed to adapt and assimilate. That's how this works, okay? No, very, very simple. No racism, no pushing people down, just productivity, quality people. That's what we want. That's what we need. That's what we're not getting. And that's what these laws are trying to accomplish. That's what Trump is trying to accomplish, to simply up the quality of what we're getting. That's it, plain and simple. That's my message to you, Democrats. Good evening.